Hey, fellow deliverians. I don't know, I couldn't call you fans, I guess. People that listen. Hey, welcome to another episode of We Deliver. This is Scott. This episode, once again, is my brother Jason and our friend Brian. This is his third, I was going to say attempt, but that seems mean. This is his third arrival of being a guest on the episode, these episodes. And unfortunately, something went kooky weird. Something went weird with the audio, so it's all like a little more muffly and not as clear as usual, so I tried fixing it as best as I could, but, you know, they say you can't polish a poop. Can't poop. Oh, don't do this. Anyways, this episode, the topic was true random, where I had a card just full of random questions, and nothing really, there's like no real theme or anything. And I actually kind of like this more, so I might actually just write more random questions and do more episodes more like this and not really have themes on things. I don't know. Let me know, people, what you thought. Otherwise, I might just splice it all up and get all weird and weird and stuff. I'll probably still have, like, random card drawings and stuff like that, random questions that we can't plan ahead of time, but, yeah, well, let me know. Anyways, this is episode 15 of We Deliver, of Random, True Random Random with Jason and Brian, and me, Scott, but check it out, it's happening now.
Podcast that delivers ears. Podcast to your ears for ears.
And it's pizza.
And it's
for free.
This is going to be a weird episode. I'm so not nervous. What's the word? Hyper.
Tired?
I am tired. I'm hyper. But hey, guess what? This is the trilogy of mobility. That's just something with the closest word to rhyme. Jason's here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Brian's here.
Who was that?
Hello, everyone, folks.
Right, it was on Musics and Favorites episodes from prior.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As the opposite
was
order,
music?
Though. We did the music one. We talked about concerts.
Yeah, we did.
Now, roll the die.
I get the honors.
I think you did last time.
You
can't see it.
Two or so?
Is it?
Yes, yes. Two.
You can re-roll.
Is that the one that's not
there? It's not there!
Roll again. He didn't write. That's the one we rolled last time.
I didn't refill the...
Five.
Roll for charisma?
Roll for charisma. That's a horrible charisma.
Gee, that's me. Never charismatic.
Yes.
No discount.
We have...
Double check.
The opportunity.
I couldn't the topic think of, is called opportunity.
No, I couldn't think of the word. Not opportunity. I wanted to say...
Topic.
Topic of... God damn it, what's the words?
Opportunity knocks.
I can't think of the... True random.
Charisma.
True random is the suggestion.
So, I
wait, the topic is random?
True random. I wrote random questions.
Do you know what that means?
That don't deal with anything. I don't remember them since I wrote them. I just wrote random questions.
But that's what all of them are.
No.
No, like, you're this like, this is randomly about this.
No. But, so yeah, like, but it's like, yeah, before it's like, oh, this is all, these questions are about music. This is like, what, all right, first question.
Last time you bought a light bulb.
What's the highest you can count?
Oh! I don't even know how to comprehend this.
Whatever, you can count plus one.
No, because I can count. Like, do you mean, like, before I get bored?
Probably.
This is going to be a really long podcast.
I don't know, probably like 70.
We're not going to count the whole time.
No, probably like, I can count really high. Like, if I had to, I could count up to a certain number. Like, I know the numbers.
Yeah.
But I get bored. I'd probably count to like 70 before I get bored.
I'd probably count to like 150.
I'm just imagining like, okay, you're walking upstairs and you count each step. What number do you stop at?
The top one.
No, but I'm saying imagine if it's like the Sears Tower or like the Empire State Building. After a while, you just stop counting and just keep going up the stairs.
Yeah, because there's landings. You don't know whether they count that as one step or not.
You do.
It should be two steps. You turn.
Well, it depends on... Like, because your feet steps or the actual step?
I don't know.
Because, like, when you're walking, those are steps. If you're going upstairs, those are steps. Which steps are you counting? I don't know. But, yeah.
This is a weird question.
It's random!
Although, to be fair, okay, what is your number?
Okay, I'm gonna go by,
prime numbers.
What is the highest you ever counted?
I'll start with two and double. So I go 2, 4, I'll see how high I can count. I go 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 4096. That's as far as I can go without having to start adding numbers in my head.
What is it?
He's just doubling it.
4,096. I don't know, that's how I interpreted that question.
Okay. What's the
force of two?
Okay. I'm gonna take the question another way. I don't know what comes after trillion.
So trillion, I guess, and one. Trillion and two.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Trillion and three.
I meant like trillion, I meant like 999,999,999,000.
Quadrillion.
Is it quadrillion?
Yeah, yes. And then, trillion. Quadrillion.
Shh.
Then okay. It's pentillion?
Oh my god, that's how the Spanish work.
Yeah.
Dos.
It's all Latin.
Domingo.
Domingo.
That's Saturday. Sunday.
Any romance language. Like Spanish or French.
Yeah, because quadrillion is after trillion.
Trace. Trillion. Million. Million, though. Million. Billion. Bye. Dos. That's not.
No, it's Latin, he said. Oh. Not Spanish.
Well, no. Romance. Roman Polanski. Alright. Yeah, go ahead.
Next question. Can you make pie?
3.14159.
No!
Oh! Thought we were still on numbers.
No, that's different.
Can you make pie? P-I-E.
Not without a recipe.
Yeah, I've never made pie. I've made cheesecake. That's kind of like pie.
Because
you put the fruit on it.
Yeah. I think if I made a pie, I would just buy a store-bought crust.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then pour the can. And then pour the toppings in there and just like, and then maybe microwave it.
No, because most pie tins are not microwavable.
Yeah, where's your magic microwavable pie tin there, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because all pie tins are metal.
Pudgy pies?
Yes, they're metal.
Ayo.
If I can make them.
Oh, yeah. I made pudgy pies.
That's like more of a pocket. It's like a fruit pocket. It's not like a pie.
I've never tried to make pie, but I feel like I could do it. Let's do it. Let's go to the grocery store and buy pie toppings.
I want
to
throw a pie in someone's face.
That would be fun. But that's just whipped cream.
Yeah.
No, I want to do a real pie. Let's get a pecan pie.
Yeah, fresh out of the oven.
You get hit with a hard
400 degrees.
Just the hard pecans and then like a gooey, burning, gooey center.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, I was always thinking what would be the most painful. I think pecan. I was always thinking mincemeat, but pecan has...
The hard.
Because the topping is really hard.
Yeah. Although frozen pies would really hurt too.
I don't know. It's like a meat pie.
It's like raisin and cinnamon is and like maybe apple.
No,
it's
meat. Not, there's no meat.
Okay. No.
I don't know why it's why called it that, but my mom used to make it. Yeah. And my dad liked it.
That sounds actually really good.
Mince meat. What is? Yeah, I know it's like it has raisins in it. I don't know where my phone went.
Well, should I get a text message from Brian?
Brian? What? Brian's coming over? Okay. Yeah, I remember my mom would, like, for, like, Thanksgiving, she would, like, make a cherry pie, or not Thanksgiving, but, like, just for things, like, a cherry pie, apple pie, and then a mincemeat pie. And I never trust a mincemeat pie because I don't like raisins.
I feel like your mom probably makes a really good pie.
Yeah, I like the apple pie.
She's like kind of bakes. Well, kind of mom who bakes a lot.
She bakes well, yeah. But the apple pies were, like, the best because those would be, like, from, like, fresh. Although, then again, she did pick like the rhubarb and all that stuff from rhubarb pie. Cherry pie, I think that was usually like, she wasn't cherry picking and stuff.
She does like canning and stuff too, doesn't she? Like preserves?
She used to more so.
Yeah, with strawberries and cherries.
She made a lot of jams.
I remember visiting your root cellar or like
the cellar.
Whatever you had in your basement at your parents' place.
Yeah. The pump room. We called it the pump room.
Because there's a pump.
The sump pump?
No, the sump pump was another room, but we called it the pump room, but it had the meter, is where the meter was for the water. Oh. I don't know why we called it the pump room.
That's
but
a bar.
Yeah, I know.
Quarter pool.
What's in your wallet?
What's your wallet?
Sorry. What's in your... No, that's...
What is that?
That's like a Al Baldwin bank commercial.
Well, yeah, that's right.
All right.
I have... Let's start with cash.
Okay.
I have $43.
Wow. Look at you. It's like payday.
I have an expired... Well, it's not expired. I have a prepaid Visa card that has $0 on it, so I should throw that away.
Okay. This is a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Your birthday's like six... What month is it?
I'm not going to tell you the story about that, but I bought
that
for myself.
What month is it?
11? 9. Oh. Well, I see the name on it, the name under yours.
I spent money on from a rewards credit card to get that to meet a balance so that I could get a free flights.
Oh.
So it's basically just transferring money to
your thing.
Yes, to go to Aruba.
I had that credit card before.
Amazon Visa, great card. My Southwest Rapid Rewards Visa.
Look at you.
Got my Pioneer credit card, which Pioneer is now Capital Credit Union.
Good. The numbers are 3.14159265335. It's a pie joke, guys.
I got my medical and dental cards.
What?
I've got a Home Depot card. No, Mills Fleet Farm. Like a dollar probably on it.
You can buy nails.
This recipe for mincemeat does have beef in it.
Does it?
Beef suet? Whatever that is.
Mon?
Yeah, that's like bird food.
Is it?
No, it's like the fat. It's bird fat from...
food. It's got apples, beef suet, brandy, cider, cinnamon.
Yeah, that's not what
citron, brown sugar, currants, cloves.
That sounds like way too much stuff that wasn't in it.
Chopped lean meat. Molasses, nutmeg. Yeah, I don't know. That sounds crazy. Yeah.
Menards card, Kohl's card, CVS card, cops
that's
card.
Yeah, that's cops. Jesus Christ, you have a lot of stuff in your wallet.
My license. I've got a Home Depot card with like a dollar on it.
Yeah,
I've got a library card and a casino card.
Holy crap, that's a lot of cards. I don't have many cards in my wallet.
I have a lot of stuff, actually.
Are you still going?
I have.
I think that's it.
Right, I have...
My wallet's empty.
My credit union thing, credit card, debit card, my movie reward points.
Whoa.
For Marcus, a barbershop card.
What's the
to get my haircut. It's got my person that cuts my hair. I got my license. I got all my insurance cards. My cellcom guy, I guess.
Is it a business card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My appointment for my dentist. A memory card.
What?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's USB, flash but it's like a credit card. Like
that's really sweet.
I don't know. Scott gave it to me.
Yeah, I had the two.
I got my spare keys. Or just the one key. Oh, there's two keys. $10. Some coupons that are expired.
Jesus.
The cleaning out your wallet.
Yep.
Podcast.
And then, like, these things for free ice cream at Culver's.
Yes! From the bag.
Yeah, from the bags.
I know what those are.
The kids' meal, you get free ice cream. That's what I got.
In
my wallet's pretty empty.
In my wallet, which is a Tyvek Captain America wallet, and my Amazon...
We're saying that part. I got a Tyvek Batman wallet.
Whoa,
it
looks
like a Nintendo controller.
Guys, just calm down.
Yeah, why is my freaking library card not in my wallet?
Wait a minute.
When was the last time you went to the library? Like 8 years ago?
Yeah, before the internet.
Before Netflix. All I used to go to the library was to rent movies for free and to read comic books. Hey. They had graphic novels there.
Alright, in my I got my Amazon credit card. My library card, my Fox Communities, or my debit card, my Chase Freedom card, my driver license, dental.
Did I not see driver's license?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Car insurance, eye insurance, health insurance, my own business cards. Oh, a free Oreo ice cream sandwich at Hardee's coupon, a free piece of pizza at Politos.
What
What's Polito's?
It's a pizza place.
Pizza place for the slice.
Oh, yeah, we ate there.
Yeah.
I have two USB drives of this.
Oh, yeah, you have to one up Jason.
No, he gave me that one. He had three.
Let's see. I have a receipt from an ATM. Oh, we got a bunch of receipts. Gallagher's Pizza.
It's someone's business card.
Yeah, business card.
That's the coolest business card I've ever seen.
Bunch of receipts.
And I've seen 11.
I have a list. I have a list of what Mystery Science Theater 3000 collections I need.
See, all that stuff is on my phone.
I have a winning $2 scratch off ticket. I have
$8 there.
Yeah, you spent a dollar, you made a dollar.
I have $6. No, I have $8 in $2 bills.
Gotta spend money to make money.
And then I have
a lottery card.
A $1 bill that has a B and a R written on the back, so it says boner.
B1R boner.
That's my wallet.
That's clever. Did you write boner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with it though.
No.
When's the last time you cried?
It's been a long time.
Fuck you. When I pooped.
No. I'm trying to remember. It was like a movie or a show, I think.
I think I cried watching Skins pretty recently. There's when Tony got hit by a bus, and then the next episode, which was first
episode of second season,
he had to come to terms with like doing every menial little task and couldn't keep stand steady to do it. That made me really sad.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, I think it was like one of those feel good stories.
Oh,
on YouTube.
Like a happy cry?
Yeah.
I don't know, like last week for no reason.
No, because I think it was like one of those videos where the kids came out to their parents.
And
like the reaction and stuff. And
oh, like, I was thinking like came out to their parents' house, like, Mom and Dad, we're here. We haven't seen you since lunch.
No, it's like one of those, like, they came out because they're gay.
Okay.
And the parents were awful about it?
No, they were awesome about it. Oh. It was a happy cry.
I saw one recently that was that the parents were like, you can't live here anymore.
Well, that's
and
horrible.
It was awful. It was so hard to listen to.
So you watched that one, and then you watched the one Jason watched, and it's like,
no, I didn't
it watch makes it. Up for it.
Yeah, okay.
No, it doesn't.
But then it was just so funny, because like, they were talking, and it was just like, I don't know if I could, like, just the way some parents are so open with their kids. They're like, oh, you're gay? Did you ever have sex with a woman? Like, I was just like, I don't even know if my parents, like.
Mom, overshare.
It's just like, what? What about a man? Just like, I just don't know. Like, just having that kind of conversation with your parents.
I know, even so like, weird. Even like the whole like jerking off, like, situation. Like, I think we both know what you were doing. And it's like, they never said anything like that. Not that I got caught. I didn't get caught. Guys, I didn't. I didn't.
Did you?
No. That'd be a great story if I did.
The closest that my parents ever came to saying something like that is just like,
Billy Burton or me.
Be careful.
Yeah,
I had really awkward talk with my dad.
And then, like, the closest is like, if you're ever coming over, call so you don't get surprised by anything.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant. I thought, like, I thought it was more of a, like, oh, if you go out, be careful, because you don't want to take care of a kid the rest of your life.
Yeah, they have said that, too, yeah. Like, kids are expensive, be careful. That was my talk.
My dog got a hold of my wallet while I was sleeping and
ate the condom.
There was a condom inside that my parents found the evidence of and had a little
punch. Jizz?
No! It was in its wrapper, and my parents are like
you have one.
I didn't know you were sexually active, and I'm glad you're being careful, but you're too young for this or something.
I'm hoping
like that.
This was like in high school or middle school or something, not
it was
like
high school.
Not when you like were living on your own and then you moved back home while you were truck driving. It's like, Mom, I'm 26.
You do what I want. Go into my room. What's the question that led to that?
When was the last time you cried?
Oh,
yeah, masturbating.
That was the gay, the kid that came out to his parents saying he was gay, and then right. They were saying, like, How do you know? Did you ever have sex with a woman? No, I can't.
You can. Anyone can have sex with a woman.
You just gotta close your eyes and
just pretend. No, because if you are, it's not like, oh, there's a naked man in front of you. Are you gonna get hard?
Maybe.
You might. Wait. Which me?
No, I'm saying, like, if you are gay and not attracted to women, correct, you might not get an erection seeing a naked woman.
Yeah, but you can think. You can think really hard. Like,
that's
what
he said. You can pretend.
Yeah. If I had, like, I mean, there's been times where, like, I had to pretend I was gonna think of women just because of the situation.
Because you're fucking a dude?
No.
Kind of like that.
No, I was fucking a dog. No. Your mind can do anything in the dark. Is poverty a solvable problem?
No.
Poverty, that's a pretty broad thing, because poverty could mean, I mean, high crime could mean not enough food.
Poverty enough food?
No, say if, like...
Like if it's sugar-free, it has poverty of sugar?
Can't afford food.
Oh.
I don't think it can, because it takes a lot of work, and just giving people money isn't going to solve their problems, because people are in that situation for a reason. Whether it's, like, I'm saying as a generalization, there's some people who are trying their hardest, but I'm just saying, like, as an overall goal, throwing food and money at the problem isn't going to solve it.
Because even if like someone loses their job and they lose their house, I don't want to say this sound mean, but like, there's probably a reason somewhere why they're not reaching out to anybody else. Yeah. Like, I mean, just like
they have no one to lean on.
Yeah, like, I mean, not that could be the people, like, not that might not be their fault, but like, it's someone's fault for like not helping. Like, let's pretend our cousin and her husband or whatever, like Jake and Laura. Let's pretend they won't listen to this. Let's pretend like for some reason like their house starts on fire and they lose their jobs because of it, because their badges were in there or something. They're like, hey, we're homeless. We'd be like, you guys want to crash here for a while? I'd be up for that.
Yeah, but there's people out there whose parents have died. They're their only children.
Batman seemed to get fine.
About Batman again. Yeah.
Again?
Put it in my wallet.
His one kid did die.
No, but I'm just saying that happens. That there's the only child, and there's like a car accident or something, and they have no one.
Yeah. I know.
Or their family's like out of state, and they have no way to get to them.
Yeah.
Or they don't have a phone. Or,
so the answer is no.
I'm going to be more optimistic and say that yes, with the right resources and individual attention, that poverty can be fixed.
Hey, look,
things like drug addiction, and I mean, there's so much problem that you can't really just throw money at it. You really need to.
Right. I mean, individually, I think you could get a bunch of people help and stuff, but I just think the numbers of, like, the quantity of people in poverty, I don't think it's possible to help every single one, because you got to help each one individually.
I'll agree with that. It's just
like not enough overwhelming
to fix every problem.
Yeah,
you can certainly make the situation a lot better.
Yeah,
but the best way,
it's like a Band-Aid. It's not.
I learned in a book called The Bible, when there's two people there in the very beginning, there's no poverty. So for the apple tree.
So kill everybody but the
true
rich
people. Yes. Yep. That's it. That's what wars are for. Right? No. Where's the best place to lose a shoe?
In your house.
On your foot.
Because in your house, you probably got another pair of shoes you can put on.
A shoe.
Oh, nice. A shoe.
A shoe.
So at least to lose a shoe.
Isn't it?
God damn it. The thing is, if you lose it, that means you can't find it.
No, but I'm just saying, like, as far as losing a shoe, like, oh, if I lost a shoe, what would I need to do? Probably take off the other shoe and put on a new pair of shoes. And if I was elsewhere, I'd either be walking around with one shoe on or be barefoot.
Or Kohl's. Kohl's. I would say Kohl's, because then you get a whole brand new pair, not one of those bullshit pairs that I have in the closet that I haven't worn for 4 years.
You need money on top of that.
I think it'd be cool to lose a shoe right outside your door, so you're like, just get really mad about it. And you're like, I can't find that shoe anywhere. You put on different shoes and you walk around and you're like, oh, there it is!
Ooh. It's the shoe you took off.
Or at a girl's place. Because then it's like, you lost your shoe over here. I'm like, oh, good reason to go back. Play by mansion.
Cinderella sort of story, but no?
From the guy's Could point be. Of view, yeah.
But she doesn't remember me, though. That's not a good thing. Or does she? Do I not remember her?
Maybe she stole your shoe so you would come back.
Oh, maybe she roofied you and
drove me to my house.
Or her dog ate your shoe.
How do you know she has a dog?
I don't.
Exactly.
This is a fictitious story. Anything is possible.
Wait, she doesn't have a dog?
No, not in my fictitious world. She might. She probably raises dogs, but they're in a different building. That's my fictitious girl.
She has a whole building just for dogs.
Yeah, she raises them.
She's a dog breeder.
Oh, yeah.
Not the puppy mills.
Oh.
Like, she has, like, free-range dogs.
Oh, free-range puppy mill.
Yeah, free-range puppy mill. Like,
don't go in the mill.
Like a barn. It's like where, you know, like, horses, like, they can go outside if they want. Or there's this nice, warm shelter. They have plenty to do. Not big, high walls, but, like, big, high fences. They can see what's on the other side, but it's okay and safe.
They'll dig under it.
They can. There's a moat.
They can swim. They're dogs.
Your girlfriend is awesome.
Oh, that would have been a perfect time for the doorbell to ring.
It's a lot, assholes.
Great timing, Pizza John.
That's why they're not comedians. That's why they drive pizzas for a living. Oh, I do know a couple of comedians that deliver pizzas. Hi, John. What does a soul look like?
A soul?
A soul.
Probably purple.
I was going to say that. It's like a ghost. It's like a purple see-through ghost.
It's almond shape.
It's circle.
Because the word in Spanish for soul is alma.
I mean, imagine, like, literally the size. It's just like a floating purple almond.
With some purple smoke coming off it.
I imagine it's, like, the size of your heart.
The size or shape?
The size.
But is it
like a bowl.
Is it a gas? Like, yeah. In my head?
Yeah, it's like a gas giant, but it's not a giant. It's your heart size.
You mean a gas, like a star?
Like a sun, but you can see through it, and it's on a different plane.
Wouldn't it be funny? You know how video games, when they have like, they can people like, sorry, I was hiccuping and burping at the same time. It'd be funny. You know how they make fireballs, like,
yeah.
And like just a ball of fire in their hand.
And it's actually their soul.
It's just like someone's soul. Like,
no, it's theirs. They throw it, and now they have no soul.
They only throw it once.
That's what they do. That's what they get for using black magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's the price you pay.
Yep. It's have true. Fun wandering the earth forever.
I don't know what soul look like. I imagine it's like it looks kind of like, I guess it's like a generic ghost. Where it looks like the huge person, but they're like they're clear and whitish, and they have no feet. No? No one else?
No. Mine's an orb.
Mine doesn't... I don't have a soul, so... Irrelevant.
I think it's a state of mind.
So it looks like a brain.
No.
Just a brain.
It doesn't have a physical being.
Just falls to the floor and it bounces. That'd be great if you died and your body... Your whole body disappeared except your brain... Just down the stairs. What?
Like a so snake. I would die at the top of the stairs?
You might.
Not at the bottom?
Might be a different set of stairs. Like you fell onto the stairs from the roof.
It's like I'm just imagining I'm like going to get the pizza and I die and then my brain just falls to the front door.
It's my good.
Precariously on the top step where you're just about to fall, but
how did I die?
I don't know, I shot
my, what?
Your stairs.
It kicked in hard. It made it for the last, like, 20-some years of not being afraid of stairs. I'm sure you're afraid of stairs.
Well,
as a
when
kid.
You get reincarnated, you're going to come back afraid of stairs for no reason, for no idea, because you didn't remember how you died in your previous
that
life.
That might be why I'm afraid.
Where stairs come from?
I think so.
You think so? Is that why I'm afraid of girls? This girl
I don't know. Past life? I'm always like, because. I always think of getting claustrophobic or stuck in something, and I feel like maybe I died stuck somewhere and no one ever found me, and that's how I died in a previous life.
Like that fun story in that kid's book.
In a refrigerator?
No, the one in the attic, the hide-and-seek wife, whatever. the scary stories to tell in the dark.
Oh, I don't remember.
That's like my favorite one where like they play hide and seek on the wedding night, and then the girl goes in the attic and gets in a chest, and it swings down and hits her in the head and knocks her out, and it locks, and they can't find her, and then years later when the guy's moving out of the house, he finds a chest and he opens it, and it's like a skeleton in a dress.
Yeah.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it's a fun book.
Scary story. I don't know.
To tell in the dark.
I'm just like, I have that fear of getting stuck somewhere and not being able to get out.
What's really creepy is like when you have a feeling, you know what something feels like, but you never felt it. Like an explosion. Like one, I had a dream once where I was in a car accident and the car exploded on the highway. And I woke up because I was getting pushed back. It was scary.
Was it hot?
Yeah. It was very hot. What? And it pushed me.
When you get too close to the fire?
I don't remember.
So not exactly.
Maybe.
I don't know. Can't picture it.
This guy doesn't exactly remember what an explosion was like.
Yeah, I was dying.
Anyway, onto a happy topic, please.
Fork?
I like forks.
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks are good.
I like spoons better.
Yeah. Because
forks, it falls through, unless it's something you can stab.
It's true. I've cut things with spoons.
Three tines is too few tines. It needs to be four tines on the fork.
Otherwise, it's a trident.
Five is too many.
I've never eaten with five tines.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? We should invent the five-tine fork. Market that as like...
Isn't that what a pitchfork is? No.
It's next-level fork.
Oh, but the middle one, since it's like the same... Like, it's in the same path as the handle... It could be thicker, so you could, like, use it to pick up stuff on one side.
Oh, can it have a barb on it, too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because then it catches spaghetti better. But it might rip your mouth off.
Yeah. See, that sounds dangerous. Okay, that's awesome idea. Just rip your freaking mouth open like the Joker.
Just eat really some pancakes.
Good for stabbing, but not good for eating.
Five times?
I'm just imagining, like, cutting...
Probably why they don't have it. You get be too creepy.
Or it looks like you're
just like a little child's hand you're eating with.
Or it looks like one of those like hair picks. Just we should buy that.
Pro pick?
Yeah.
Angel hair pasta with it.
Nice. Nice pun.
Was it a pun?
I don't get what
it's a hair pick. An angel hair pasta.
Oh, hair pick, hair pasta. I get it.
Twirl with pasta.
They're both hair.
You could comb your spaghetti and make sure it's nice and fluffy.
A little Zen garden of pasta.
Well, you do that with a normal fork.
You make rice. It all straight? Rice?
You fluff with a fork.
No, you keep it plumped so you can pick it up with chopsticks.
I'm going to go with Jason on this one. Fluff it.
You fluff your rice?
Yeah.
Yes. When you're eating it?
No, when you cook it.
You don't cook with forks.
No, you cook with rice. The fork doesn't get cooked.
But why do you fluff it then?
So it's fluffy.
No, you're eating it.
Because otherwise it's all...
You made rice?
Together. Yes. What's the question?
It wasn't a question. I was just saying I fluff my rice when I'm done boiling it.
Yeah.
You can mix stuff in it.
But better. I'm saying, like, you can comb it on your plate, I meant. You can comb the hair spaghetti on your plate.
Yeah. I was thinking of, like, when you're separating the pasta in the pot.
Why didn't we order spaghetti?
Those are dumb.
Pizza? Because that wasn't the topic?
Yeah. No,
the topic was about forks.
Random. Okay. All
right. I eat pizza with forks.
Sometimes.
I approve of forks.
I do approve of forks.
I like eating the crust first.
Not a very controversial
topic. Hey, I saw it. Did you see that thing? Like, pizza is insane. You eat it from the inside out.
Not this guy.
What?
Because you have a pizza.
Why is that insane?
Because it's weird thinking about it, that you have this pizza and you eat it from the inside out.
Same with pie.
And oranges. And watermelon.
Eat the pie.
Yeah, there's a lot of food.
I guess.
Hot dogs.
Fruit roll-ups. Oh, God.
What is this list we're making?
I was thinking Hot Pockets.
Eggs.
You just cut it and then flip it inside out.
I don't know how hot dogs is inside out.
It's true. You eat the... I imagine like, you cut it and like you put it in water. So like, and then
Oreos.
Not me.
Some people
eat. Not me. No way.
No way, no how.
I just realized... People that want double stuffed, nuh-uh, this is what you do. I was just doing it earlier with the fruit punch ones. You take one cookie off, and then you scrape a little bit, like a cracker with dip. You scrape a little bit off, and you eat it, you get a little bit of flavor. Then you break this one in half and fold it over, and you have double stuffed that for the price of just, like, a little bit less.
What do you do with the leftover cookie?
No,
he scrapes a little off.
Scrapes a little off, so you get enough of the flavor.
Because double stuff is not actually twice as much frosting. It's not less than twice.
You have one cookie that's like
a little frosting, and then the other one with more
Oreo. Yeah, but at the same time, like you get like I want an Oreo, and you get the flavor. Like, this is the flavor, and then the next one's like, this is even better.
I do it. I take it. I open it, and then I have one side has frosting, the other doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I eat the one with frosting. And then I eat the other one to cleanse the palate.
I just pop the whole thing in my mouth.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that.
I eat too many that way.
I'm not a very creative Oreo eater.
Well, because it's like eating an open-faced sandwich.
And having the
frosting on top.
I don't like the regular Oreos because I'm not a huge chocolate cookie person. So I just go for the ones that like are flavored, fun ones like the birthday cake or the fruit punch one was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that fruit punch.
Gross.
Would buy
it's
again.
Too sweet.
I know. No,
it's way too sweet.
I'm the guy who always eats so many things that are sweet.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would like a vodka sweet. Like, there's a little chocolate sweet, chip, like, add more.
Chocolate chip cookie dough ones are pretty good, I thought.
Never had it.
I didn't give you any?
No.
A totally different experience from a regular or traditional Oreo.
Yeah. The fruit punch? Yeah.
Yeah. I like fruit things. I don't like I like sweet, fruity fruit.
Because I had the strawberry one. That was kind of gross. But that was with the chocolate.
Yeah.
So it was like chocolate strawberries. Anyway, what's the next topic?
I've seen people that take forks and they stab the middle of the Oreo and then dunk it in cookie milk.
Yeah, sideways. So like the fork goes through the frosting.
See how I pulled it back around?
Nice.
Yeah.
They're fucking forks. Great. Home run. Genius.
Home run.
Most popular song.
Something by Kesha, probably.
No.
No.
I would probably say, like, Bohemian Rhapsody is probably pretty popular.
Happy Birthday song.
Ooh, he's got you there. Shit. I don't have an answer now.
National Anthem.
That's not everywhere, though.
No, it's not.
We gotta spin countries here.
Ooh. Ooh. This might be cheating.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, because it's also... Oh, where is that what you're gonna say?
Close. The other one.
ABC.
The Alphabet Song.
The Alphabet Song.
Because every country has their own version of the Alphabet Song.
Yeah.
Not every country, but every language. A, B, C, H, A, D, E, F, A.
A, B, C. Yeah, but that's a different song.
E. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same tune.
Because they have 26 letters instead of 25. Wait,
Yeah, but you don't go
30.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, E.
That's the military song.
Yeah, I know.
What about Frère Jacques? That's got different versions in every language. Mm-hmm. Or some languages.
Maybe.
Where's
I think Brother birthday
John's,
song.
Brother John, is that what it is in English?
Yeah.
The thing is, okay, you know how people, okay, the birthday song is copyrighted, have birthday or whatever, it's copyrighted, so if you ever use it in something, you have to pay them royalties.
Yeah, I wonder. That person's gotta be a.
It's an old couple.
A quadrillionaire.
Yeah.
It's a couple, which, yeah, but.
I tied it back to quadrillion. Sorry.
Oh, God. but. I wonder if, like, it'd be really funny if you saw, like, a popular artist covered that song, like, gave them some of the royalties, but then, like, played it on the radio.
Or sampled it.
Yeah. God damn it. Because the Beatles song, the Beatles song.
They say it's your birthday.
Because every, like, radio station uses that.
Because it's cheaper?
Probably. Might be. Because Beatles are
old. Beatles are cheap, yo.
Mel Jackson bought all those songs. That was funny.
And then he died.
Yep.
Whoops. Didn't think that through.
God damn it. Can you imagine if, like, he should have been a little smarter. Can you imagine how great that'd be if he, before he died, he was like, I have all these Beatles songs. I'm going to make my own Beatles album. And like and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he would have came out with like Beatles 1, but it was all Michael Jackson singing.
That would have been fucking amazing.
Somebody owns his estate that's still owned by somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Michael Jackson he can't sing anymore.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
like he covers all the Beatles songs because he owned them.
Well, he didn't own all of them, but he covered all the majority ones he had.
Yeah.
The most popular ones, and he came out with like Michael Jackson, the Beatles, or whatever.
Oh, so he did have one.
What?
a Michael Jackson covered the Beatles.
No, that's what I'm saying. He should have done.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, because he had those for years before he died.
That would have been awesome.
Just hoarding Beatles songs.
Yeah,
because he's just making money off.
The funny thing is, Paul McCartney. Good investment. Paul McCartney is the one who's like, you know, what you should do when like buy these songs. Like you buy songs once, like because we have just celebrated so much money, we go into these things with the statute of limitations. Whatever, when after the amount of time runs out.
When the copyright runs out.
Yeah, there we go. And then they go by their own songs so that they do that. And then Michael Jackson's like, that's a good idea. And then when the Beatles songs came out, he had more money than Paul McCartney, so he bought them. Like, instead of Paul McCartney, he's like, oh shit.
Thanks for the advice. I'm buying your music. Oh.
And then they finally awesome. So did Michael Jackson release them on iTunes, or what? How'd that work?
I don't know.
Because that'd be a really big deal for him to get more money.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I don't know how that works.
Most popular song.
Michael Jackson made money off the Beatles Rock Band.
Oh. Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, maybe.
Somebody made a lot of money from that.
I don't think that.
It was in harmonics.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that did as well as they were hoping.
No.
Because I got it really cheap.
Oh, yeah, because they had, like, the whole kit that came with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought the whole kit really cheap.
Well, when they had the Amplitude game on Kickstarter, I posted, like, oh, I can't wait for this game to come out, because this was, like, one of my favorite games of all time. And so I was like, really? The people that made Rock Band can't have enough money to make a sequel? I'm like, they lost so much money in that game, because I remember the first game came out and everything was breaking, so like, oh, we'll replace it for you. Just ship it in, we'll replace it and fix it. And so like the accessories, all that stuff with that, and the rights for those games, like they didn't make a lot of money. I think Who bought Guitar Hero?
MTV. MTV bought Guitar Hero.
Yeah, from Activision, right?
No, from Harmonix.
Okay, because I remember eventually.
Yeah,
like,
Activision bought something.
But remember, like,
they bought Rock Band.
I thought I remember seeing somewhere that Activision bought or sold it to somebody, the Guitar Hero stuff, for like a buck because it was not profitable. Hmm. I can't remember what it was. I don't know.
What else you got?
That's all the questions I got.
That's not very random.
Talk about forks again.
Forks?
I don't know.
Really,
in the road, right?
What really pisses me off is sports. People think they're so great. They're not that great.
They are great.
Prove it.
They have all the benefits of a spoon and a fork.
Do they?
I don't know. You can't twirl your spaghetti with
a spork. Have you ever tried eating soup with a spork? You can't get shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of foods that spork would not work well for.
I don't know.
It's really not the best of both worlds.
Rice.
For everything.
Rice? Rice. I can give you rice.
Yep.
Oatmeal, maybe?
Perfect opportunity for sporks.
Cereal?
Not much. It doesn't hold much. The thing is, like...
You need a big spork.
Like, okay, let's say you go to Taco Bell, and they have sporks there. Like, what do you really eat with a fork?
Salsa. Tostada.
But still, like, the tostada, though, it's flat on the bottom, and you can't really scoop it up easily with a spork, the curvy spoon.
Well, no, you're scooping up the toppings and eating those, and then breaking off parts of the tortilla.
Is that how you eat tostadas?
Yeah.
I
don't know if I'm doing it right. But
oh, no, I never eat them right. I'm sure I don't know.
That's one thing I want to learn is how to eat a tostada. Because sometimes I just pick the whole freaking thing up and just eat it like this.
Just fold it in half. And then other times
I'll cut it like a pizza.
Yeah, I usually like break parts of it off and then just lift it like a plate. I don't know. I should figure out, because I love going just a syrup and eating tacos.
It's just a flat taco.
It is. It's an open-faced taco.
Open-faced taco.
Open. I should look up.
Yeehaw.
I kind of want to look it up on YouTube and see if someone made a how did you have tostada on YouTube.
I'm sure there is.
There's a new product. I think it's by like Ortega, and it's a taco shell, but instead of being rounded on the bottom, it's flat, so you can stand it up, which I think is genius, and I can't believe it's just coming.
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, taco shell?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
It's flat on the bottom. Sorry, and I feel like that would be easy to make.
Yeah.
If you ever see how they make tacos, I feel like it'd be easier to have it flat.
Okay, I typed how to eat a in YouTube. There's four selections. What do you think?
I don't know.
Are the four words?
How to eat sushi?
Nope.
How do
you and I've eaten two of these four things.
Jello. Mango.
Yes.
Oh, good answer.
How do you eat a mango?
Coconut.
Starfruit.
Nope, nope.
are they fruits? Can we
three of them are fruit, one is an animal.
A durian.
Nope.
No, don't eat
an animal? Goldfish. Rabbit.
No. Neither of you are right. But one is, Brian's closer because it's in the water.
Eel.
Blowfish. Blowfish.
He said that blowfish. I said
blowfish.
I think it's more about how do you prepare a blowfish as opposed to eat it. I'll give you a hint.
Lobster?
Yep.
Yes!
That's my hint.
And on Bing, I typed in how to eat. The second item is how do you eat in Minecraft?
Right click, idiot.
There's a lot of controversy about how to eat a banana.
How to eat an elephant?
Which end to eat a banana from? Is that
yep.
That's one of them?
How to eat a banana the right way. And then the last one is how to eat a watermelon.
Yeah, remember the one with the marshmallows?
It's not eating watermelon that's the problem. It's cutting it.
I love this list. Like, how to eat. It autofills. One way on the bottom is just, how do you eat?
Okay, so...
Help, I'm starving.
People fed me this whole time.
I only had to type...
Which hole does this go into?
How to eat a T-O, which brought me to tomato, tostada, and Toblerone. Toblerone, how do you just break the little pieces off, right?
Yeah. It's segmented. It's really easy. And delicious.
Okay. It got really confusing when I started typing two, because it started eliminating words. You eated my cookie?
You eat like killer whale.
You eated my cookie. All I said was, how do you eat two?
What really makes me mad is that most of these videos are more than 5 minutes on how to eat a tostada.
That's way too long to explain how to eat anything.
Well, the thing is,
this one's a minute and a half.
This one's called 72 meat-eating tostadas. How to eat a tostada with a cat.
Now we should have gotten Mexican food.
I know. I really wish I got Mexican food.
Colin canceled the pizza.
Okay. Mama's in the kitchen. All right. Anyways. But, yeah, I'll have to look at that later. Because, yeah, when we go to... I feel like I'm always worried about when we go to Mexican restaurants and, like, I order food. I always get nervous when the waiters walk by. I'm like, I'm just going to drink some water for now until they leave. I'm like,
because everybody be eating.
They're like, what are you doing? You're eating chips that way? You don't...
Look at this idiot gringo eating a taco with his fingers.
He broke it in half and then ate it as two halves. What the fuck? So I'm always worried, I don't know. I always get weird with burritos and stuff. So I'm like, I always just mix everything together eventually. Because that's always ends for me. Like, when I'm almost done, I'm like, oh, the rice, the beans, fucking the toppings that fell out, everything I just mixed together and just scoop with chips. Like, you fucking idiot. That's what you do. And that's the time. Thank Jason and Brian for being here. Jason's get the food. And
dig in.
Dig in.